What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, March 25th, 2021. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And if I sound a little bit different, or if you're watching on YouTube, we're trying a new audio setup today, which is hopefully going to get rid of the problem we've been having with phone calls echoing back through the feed and causing all kinds of half duplex problems with Skype. So we're not going to really understand how that works until hour number two, because we're going to do hour number one for news and hour number two for your phone calls. Mike is in our control room twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble, so let's get right on into it. Our 21-year-old suspect in the Colorado shooting made his first appearance in court this morning. There's been a candlelight vigil for the 10 victims. Meanwhile, a grocery store the grocery store shooter, quote, is a stupid loner who lived in the basement of his family's $800,000 home. He worked in their Middle Eastern restaurant, and he's never had a girlfriend, according to the brother-in-law. So, again, the ideal sort of person that could be recruited and trained and conditioned to do something, nefarious for political purposes here. Over at the market, King Scoopers, one of the workers there, says that she narrowly escaped the gunman, while a barista describes the moment he hit his co-worker behind trash cans to keep her safe from the shooter who killed 10 people. All right. Now, interestingly enough, the Boulder attack is the 7th high-profile mass shooting where the attacker was known to the FBI beforehand. And it kind of makes you wonder if the FBI is in fact setting all of these up, or if they're just so incompetent that they knew these people were out there and didn't realize they were going to go ballistic. And remember, the gun that the shooter had was not the problem. The problem were the guns that the victims did not have with which to return fire. Okay, checking YouTube right now. I'm trading notes with our control room because we're working the bugs out of this new setup while I'm doing the actual show here. One of the victims of the shooter in Colorado was a police officer, Eric Talley. And he rushed into the supermarket to try and protect the innocent, and he was killed, and he leaves behind 7 children. And that really, really is a tragedy. Story coming on out of, Hideout Now, is why is nobody talking about the race of the shooting victims by the Muslim gunman Ahmed Al-Issa? And it's a very, very good question. Story coming on out of, I need to get a little closer. ToddStarnes.com. Why the New York Times did not publish the headline, Muslim Man Guns Down 10 White Americans. And they're contrasting the media coverage of the two shootings, one in Atlanta and one at Boulder. And the big question I have is, why has nobody connected the Boulder shooting to last month's U.S. bombing of Syria? And maybe that was the motive of this Syrian individual shooting all of these white people. But we're not getting any word about what his motive actually was. All right. This morning, Biden hosted his first formal news conference at the White House. He's been getting a lot of criticism for not dealing with the press here. However, the subjects were limited to the border, guns, and COVID. So I think it was more of a theatrical set piece than it was a real press conference where the media is out there shouting questions. And last night, there was another conference, a meeting at the White House discussing the border crisis, where Biden again blamed Trump for the migrant surge. And then he said, Ron, who am I turning this over to? At which point the chief of staff asked the press to leave the room. So again, Biden is showing his true nature or his true condition. Over at the rest of the Congress, the rest of the government, Rachel Levine has been confirmed as Assistant Health Secretary. She is the first openly transgender person to be ratified for the cabinet by the Senate. Now, remember, this is a individual, I guess is a safe way to say it, who is not apparently all that healthy, him, herself, certainly overweight. And the really scary part is that she is an advocate of sex changes for children, not just labels, but we're talking hormone treatments and surgeries and all of that. Senators Mazie Hirono of Hawaii, we called her Crazy Mazie when we lived there, and Tammy Duckworth are both saying they will refuse to vote for any of President Joe Biden's nominees who are not racial minorities. They're going to vote against all straight white male nominees. White and straight is a tacky no-no. It is a no-go. And this is racist and discriminatory. It's in reverse, but it's still racist and discriminatory. I don't want a checklist of minority groups running this government. I want the very best people possible, a meritocracy. I want the smartest, most intelligent, most educated people, and I don't care what their color or gender or orientation is, and I don't need to have my nose rubbed in it. Getting on to other corruption, Jen Psaki brushed off a reporter who was asking why Hunter Biden received $3.5 million from the mayor of Moscow's wife. And Jen Psaki claimed to the reporter she never even heard the story that Hunter Biden's company was paid $3.5 million by the wife of the ex-Moscow mayor. So the cover-ups are continuing. Getting into the world of election fraud, and there's a lot of stuff really happening there. A veteran Democratic operative intricately involved in Green Bay's November election was given access to hidden identifiers for the internet network at the Hotel Convention Center where the ballots were counted, according to emails obtained by the Wisconsin Spotlight. Green Bay city officials insist the presidential election was administered exclusively by city staff, but the emails show that Michael Spitzer Rubenstein, Wisconsin state lead for the National Vote at Home Institute, had a troubling amount of contact with the election administration on November 4th. So they're getting ready to dig into that. However, Green Bay officials turned down a request to testify, saying they're busy. So the cover-ups are continuing. The fraud goes on. You're going to love this next one. This is coming out of Domagood. And Democrats are actually out there saying that removing dead people from voter rolls is voter suppression. This is not The Onion. This is not satire. This is really what they're saying. And this is coming out of PJ Media. During the hearing into, H.R. 1, one of the Democratic witnesses argued that removing dead people from the voter rolls is voter suppression, that dead people may actually feel deprived of their right to vote. That is really, really out there. Getting on to the other hot topic in the Congress right now, Kamala Harris is pushing Congress to act immediately on gun control legislation to create, quote, a lasting impact, end quote. Now, U.S. President Joe Biden has not ruled out taking executive action to tackle gun violence, but Congress should pass gun control legislation for a more lasting impact, according to U.S. co-president Kamala Harris. Now, Senator John Kennedy, and we mentioned this the other day, you don't stop drunk drivers by getting rid of all sober drivers, and that's absolutely true. And you know what really bothers me is when somebody over in the Middle East commits an act of terror, they say, well, it's just the one guy. We shouldn't judge all the Muslims by the actions of a crazy few. And yet the gun owners of this country don't get the same deal. Every time there is a mass shooting, staged or otherwise, all gun owners are demonized. We're expected to share in the guilt. Well, I don't feel guilty, and I don't intend to. Over in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, you're going to love this one, they have ruled that the Second Amendment does not guarantee the open carry of guns in public. And this was a case that actually originated in Hawaii. It's on its way to the United States Supreme Court. Well, if they're not handing out concealed carry permits and you're not allowed to carry openly, then basically you are disarmed and the first criminal, rapist, mugger, Black Lives Matter, Antifa who comes along will find easy prey. Up in Oregon, they are really, really cracking down on the gun laws up there. And this is from stationgossip.com. And they're saying that the Oregon gun bill would create an unnavigable minefield of felony traps for concealed handgun license holders. That means the people who already have the licenses for concealed handguns, they're going to be facing all kinds of pitfalls trying to take, you know, use their rights to basically keep that out there. A little bit of corruption news here. Story coming out of Israel-Palestine News. Trump, Donald Trump, apparently relied heavily on a pro-Israel network that revolved around two influential Jewish organizations tied to Jared Kushner to decide who would get pardons. This is actually coming out of the New York Times. The Aleph Institute and the Tzedek Association are tied to influential lawyers, including Israel partisan Alan Dershowitz. And so that's where the decision-making for the pardons came from, and that explains why Julian Assange and Edward Snowden were left off the list, even though they are very deserving of presidential pardons. If I'm elected president, those are the first two pardons that go out. Okay. Twitter has conveniently, mistakenly censored photos of the migrant overflow cells that came out of the Project Veritas video. And along with that, we're finding out that Facebook actually spends more on lobbying Washington, D.C. than Big Pharma or the defense industry giants. They absolutely do not want to have their party ruined there. Let's talk a little bit about COVID-19. It's still definitely out there. AstraZeneca was caught presenting incomplete data. They drew criticism for it. And now they're downgrading their claims about the COVID vaccine. Originally, AstraZeneca said that it would block 79% of the cases. Now they're hemming and hawing and saying, well, it's really only 76% of the cases. And frankly, I don't think it's even that good. Otherwise, why lie about it at all? You're going to love this one, too. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is out there selling the idea that Russia is using disinformation to erode Americans' trust in vaccines. And he told this to the NATO summit. He said the Kremlin wants everybody to die of COVID, and that's why they're putting out propaganda to make everybody scared of getting the vaccine. Well, Russia really doesn't need to do that, do they? Because the vaccines have succeeded in destroying confidence in themselves, especially the mRNA vaccines. Another story coming on out from humansarefree.com. The CDC is out there pretending that nobody is getting injured or killed from the COVID-19 vaccines. Now, the official death count from the COVID-19 injections has nearly doubled since early March, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention really doesn't appear to have noticed. They just want to go on saying that it's, you know, it's all perfectly okay and you can get the vaccine. And the same thing was happening back in 1976 during that swine flu debacle. When the first people started dying from the vaccine, it was, they had pre-existing conditions. They, you know, high mortality. The vaccine is safe. Until it became so obvious that the vaccine was killing more people than swine flu, that they had to cancel the program about 25% of the way through. Over in Hong Kong, the Pfizer vaccines. Not used to that being hanging in front of me. The Pfizer vaccines have been halted in Hong Kong after multiple defects were reported. Health officials have halted shipments of the Pfizer vaccine. The South China Morning Post reports that frontline healthcare workers discovered over 50 instances of cracked and leaking vials. Now, how can Pfizer guarantee the consistency and safety of the mRNA science if they can't actually deliver the vials intact and properly preserved? Okay. Brazil becomes the second country to top 300,000 COVID-19 deaths as under fire President Bolsonaro blames the surge on coronavirus variants, but is still refusing to impose restrictions. Now, over in the United Kingdom, they've been under lockdown for an entire year, so has most of the United States. And according to this article that we are seeing out of Zero Hedge, the lockdown didn't work. It never worked. It wasn't even supposed to work. It was just an exercise in exerting power over the entire population. And the politicians, Boris Johnson and the rest of them, they get excited when they get everybody to do something like this. You know, go into lockdown. Ooh, that's great. Can we get them to stand on one leg? Oh, yeah, we can do that. Can we get them to paint their nose bright red? Yes, we can get that. That's pretty amazing stuff there. So they're having a lot of fun, and we're paying the price for it. This is a tragic story, and it gets back to something that we talked about yesterday about childhood suicides are skyrocketing under the lockdown. And so this story coming out of the Daily Mail, there was a 15-year-old schoolboy, Kian Southway, who posted a message to Snapchat saying goodbye after struggling to cope days into the lockdown. And he sent a message saying goodbye, everyone, and then hanged himself in his home in Trio-Tri-Ronda. Sorry about that. So it is a tragedy. It really is. Now, remember one of the things when this whole COVID thing started up, they said hand sanitizers. You got to have hand sanitizers. Oh, my goodness. Got to have the hand sanitizers. And people were making it and selling it all over the place here. Well, according to this story coming out of Your Destiny Now, a study of 44 different hand sanitizers made during the pandemic shortages discovered they have high levels of benzene, which is a known carcinogen. It is considered as dangerous as asbestos. So they rushed that on out there. They weren't being too careful with the chemical composition or safety. And so a lot of people have been exposed to this benzene, which can be absorbed through the skin. And again, it is a carcinogen. It can lead to cancer. Speaking of harmful chemicals, there's another story. This one came on out from eatthis.com. I love that domain name, eatthis.com. And it's talking about an ingredient. It's called tert-butyl hydroquinone. It is usually abbreviated as TBHQ, and it's used in things like Pop-Tarts, Rice Krispie Treats, Cheez-Its to prolong the shelf life, and it has been discovered it suppresses the immune function. It may harm your immune system, making you more susceptible to illness. Boy, they just put these chemicals out there, and they really don't care what they're going to do as long as they make their money. Getting to the international news, the European Union foreign minister, Joseph Borrell, is out there saying that Russia has become a dangerous neighbor. I mean, this is propaganda, plain and simple. It's becoming more and more authoritarian. I mean, look who's talking. And NATO should push back. Yes, let's have a war. It'll be fun. You know, your kids aren't going to go in there. Over in Israel, there is a pro-Israel think tank that is pushing a new progressive agenda, and it's actually called, I kid you not, Progressive Accept Palestine. And this is basically an attempt to accommodate pro-Israel Jewish Americans. Israel, meanwhile, is basically screaming at the United Nations Human Rights Council over what Israel describes as obsessive and biased resolutions. Now, Israel yesterday condemned the UN Human Rights Council's over resolutions condemning the Jewish state. And again, they're out there saying it's anti-Israel, it's discriminatory. I'm surprised they didn't say anti-Semitic Jew haters who want Hitler to come back and gas all the Jewish babies or something. Down in Bolivia... Oh, my goodness, how time flies when you're having fun. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus.
$500 gets you two Commander memberships at Front Sight. $500 for two Commander memberships. Give one to whomever you would like.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about Bolivia. Now, back in 2019, they went through a coup d'etat. We had a story about that a week ago saying that lithium was a prime motivator of trying to get Bolivia under a government friendly to the U.S. But interestingly enough, the president of Bolivia, Luis Arce, is accusing Elon Musk and Tesla of having had a hand in the coup. And they're pointing the finger of blame at a single Elon Musk tweet that they say kicked the entire thing off. I don't know if I believe that, but it was an interesting story anyway. The U.S. Army is planning to revamp the way it positions and deploys its forces to become a multi-domain power by 2035 to better confront Russia and China, according to a new strategy paper. And the paper says the U.S. faces an unprecedented set of challenges. That part is true, but it's got nothing to do with Russia and China. And yeah, they even use the word. It hypes the threat of Russia and China on the world stage, accusing the countries of trying to replace the U.S. as the global hegemon. Well, maybe they don't want to live under a global hegemon. You ever think about that? China and Russia continue to challenge the rules-based international order. That's the phrase they're using there, meaning they refuse to do what we, the United States, tell them to do. Well, if you look at the condition of the United States right now, why would any other nation want that kind of governance for themselves and their own people? And I would say no. You know, if we were running a just, moral nation with honest elections and a fair, non-corrupt government and the money junkies brought under control, then we've got the right to stand up and say the rest of you should want to be like us. But with all this transgender nonsense and LGBTQ and, you know, election fraud, economic hardship, economic corruption, what nation in their right mind would want to be like this? Story coming on out of the original antiwar.com. The U.S. and NATO are planning to try and recruit India into a global alliance against China and Russia. Now, this was an opinion piece appearing in the Hindustan Times. A former State Department official, A. Wes Mitchell, called for this year's NATO summit to invite India, one of the world's two most populous nations, to become a NATO partner. Obviously, with a population like that, they can provide a lot of the ground forces that will get ground up in the next world war. Story coming on out of Zero Hedge. The U.S. is continuing to smuggle oil while Turkey complains to Russia that it can't. And we had a story earlier in the week where Syria says that right now 90% of Syria's oil is under U.S. control. And that, of course, is a major reason, if not the major reason, the United States went in there to control the oil, to make sure it went where the U.S. wanted it to go. We had a story just yesterday where it talked about how the U.S. military is the world's largest consumer of oil products. And obviously, if you don't have access to oil, you cannot fight a conventional war. Okay, moving on, he said. There are reports now of drone strikes in Yemen harming civilians. It's being described as death falling from the skies. This was a report published Tuesday by Yemeni human rights defenders, and it looked at dozens of casualties resulting from U.S. drone strikes and other attacks on civilians in the war-torn nation in recent years. Incidents, the publication says, often occur without accountability, investigation, compensation, and sometimes not even acknowledging what's been going on. Those poor people in Yemen, they have really suffered. It's been 6 years now. Can you imagine being, you know, invaded for 6 years? Our American Civil War only lasted four. Syria's gone on for 10. Afghanistan for 20. And Korea for something like 60. Over in Iran, they are warning the International Atomic Energy Agency that the comments made by the chief there are damaging the credibility of the process of nuclear verification. And we have reported many times over the last several years about times when the IAEA comes out with comments which are clearly politically biased against Iran. And, Israel and the U.S. have long accused Iran of having secret sites. They have no evidence for this. They send the IAEA to repeatedly search through an old carpet factory, finding what appeared to be trivial amounts of unprocessed uranium, hardly definitive of anything. And there's a lot, you have to remember, in that part of the world, there's a lot of naturally occurring uranium. It's just there in the ground like any other mineral, any other rock. So if it's not processed, it's certainly not, it's not evidence of anything. Here's another story. This is, again, from the original antiwar.com, counting the costs of the Libyan war 10 years later. And, it's time for us to take another break for commercials. We'll come on back and have more news.
Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about the Libyan war. It's been going on it started 10 years ago, and they just wrecked the country. And it appears in hindsight that the entire motive was about getting Libya to give up its state central bank and accept a private central bank, and to get rid of the gold dinar, which was a value-based currency Muammar Gaddafi had put into circulation. And the rest of Africa was starting to say that was going to be a much preferable means of reserve currency than the U.S. paper dollar, which is based on your future slave labor. So it's been 10 years. They destabilized not only Libya, but a lot of the neighboring countries. Nobody's been held accountable, and it just caused a lot of pain and suffering and misery. And meanwhile, story coming on out of, Madness Hub. I need to get a larger font on that. Madness Hub. Over 200 Chinese vessels are in line formation within the Philippine exclusion zone. Now, these are fishing boats, But China has decided that they are going to go and engage in commercial fishing inside somebody else's waters. And considering what the U.S. has been doing in the South China Sea, maybe they're figuring this is a little tit for tat. But it's probably going to be a good way to really ratchet up tensions on both sides. Talking about the economic news, FHA mortgage delinquencies have hit 17.5%. That is a lot of delinquencies. In 30 metro areas, it's over 20%. Now, this seems to belie the idea that we have a red-hot housing market if people are not able to meet their mortgage payments. And I think that's a red warning sign that something is going wrong. All right. The GameStop crash wiped out $5 billion in market value. But according to one market expert, he's saying the shares could skyrocket again. And the firm's new e-commerce push prompted one expert to release Wall Street's most bullish price target, saying that a turnaround could actually justify GameStop's meteoric valuation. Okay. Kamala Harris is out there proposing a $2,000 per month payment through the pandemic, however long it lasts, and for 3 months after. She says it's that basic. Now, we're getting awfully close to a socialist communist government here. Now, I'm not going to turn down $2,000 a month or $3,000 a month or whatever, it does seem like they're using the COVID to push this socialist agenda. Up in Oakland, their mayor has been labeled as a racist for giving families of color $500 a month if they earn less than $59,000 a year. No rules on how they spend it. They could spend it on AR-15s and, Jack Daniels whiskey. But white families get nothing. And again, racism in reverse is still racism. I know the left likes to say, no, it's empowerment. When you do it to me, it's racist and discriminatory. When we do it to you, it's empowerment. And that actually went all the way back to the feminist movement of the 1990s, when they were saying that, men couldn't discriminate against women, but women could discriminate against men. So we're seeing the same thing played all over again. Oh, by the way, for those who are not as old as I am, it didn't really work out all that well back in the 90s. Getting on to the immigration situation, the images released by Project Veritas have had an impact. The Biden administration is now forced to respond to the Veritas border images. So what did they do? Well, they took their own camera crew down, and they basically shot some video inside a cherry-picked location where the children actually do have good accommodation. So they're saying, see, the children are happy and they're being cared for, and you never saw those little dog kennel cages, with 20 people in each one. Meanwhile, 11 former Border Patrol officials called the situation grave and warned criminal organizations are capitalizing on the crisis as unaccompanied minors and families distract agents from more dangerous crossers like drug smugglers and so forth and so on. I saw a statistic the other day that 80% of the females making that journey north wind up getting sexually assaulted. Something to keep in mind there. Now, Biden is claiming the surge of migrants at the southern border started under the Trump administration and blamed Trump for cutting a $700 million foreign aid program. So, again, the politicians are lying about what's going on. Story coming on out of Station Gossip, Biden has made the worst choice by putting Kamala Harris in charge of the border crisis, according to the Arizona governor. And the administration is trying to calm critics with staged managed tour of comfortable child facility. All right. Now, as the new migrant crisis deepens, Biden administration, or should that be the Biden-Harris administration, that's what we're all supposed to call it now, is telling the Department of Homeland Security to hide the numbers from the media and elected leaders. They're not to be told what the reality is. Now, here's where the story gets very interesting, and maybe this is the opening by which Biden will step down and Kamala Harris will get that Oval Office. The Government Accountability Office is going to determine whether Joe Biden broke the law by freezing the money for the border wall. Now, that had already been budgeted and allocated for spending. Biden broke it. That may be a violation of the law, and that could be enough to put pressure on Congress to go through another impeachment rather than have to invoke the 25th Amendment, which would only justify everything that Trump supporters were saying leading up to the election, that Biden, you know, was a few hamburgers short of a Happy Meal. Northern states are putting their foot down regarding the Biden-Harris administration plans to fly people at the southern border to facilities right on the Canadian border. And the governor of Montana is threatening lawsuits if this plan goes forward. Governor Greg Gianforte and Attorney General Austin Knudsen maintained to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas that they oppose the idea of Customs and Border Protection using immigration and customs enforcement airplanes to transport migrant families and children across the country due to a shortage holding facilities in states on the southern border. It's their problem. Let them deal with it. Getting into wokeness and other areas of the political spectrum, Kristi Noem has really broadsided her own political future by blocking the ban on transsexual men in women's sports. This is the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, and she basically vetoed a bill that would have completely banned transsexual males from participating in women's sports, which I think is a really good idea, and it's long overdue. But she's now being attacked for it, and she is now being forced to deny that she has caved into big business and the NCAA for vetoing that bill. Over in the European Union, Brussels has snubbed pro-family Poland and Hungary by declaring all of the European Union LGBTIQBFDPSDLSMFT freedom zone, whatever that means here. And Poland and Hungary basically don't want to get with the LGBT program. I think their attitude is, you know, what people do in their own homes is their own business. But they really don't want it in the streets of their country, and they certainly don't want it in the schools. But the EU, Brussels, is saying something else. Joe Biden came out with another statement here saying, "Let me make one more point. You know, I've told my daughters and granddaughters from the time they were old enough to understand what I was saying, and I mean it. There's not a single thing a man can do that a woman can't do as well or better. Not a single thing." Joe, how about fathering a child? Just think about that one for a while. Alrighty. Down in Brevard County, Florida, the school board voted Tuesday to terminate a teacher for using medical marijuana. And medical marijuana is legal in Florida. It does remain a Schedule I narcotic at the federal level, putting it in the same category as heroin, LSD, and methamphetamines. And in order to receive certain federal grants, the district said it must be a drug-free workplace. And to meet the federal definition, the district can't allow teachers to use marijuana at all, even when they have a doctor's prescription. Over in Minnesota, they were getting ready to mount a theater production of Cinderella. It's been called off because 98% of the cast was white. Gee whiz, I remember reading Cinderella and watching the movies about it, and, you know, it didn't take place in Africa. Just wanted to point that out. Getting into the science news here, we're all familiar with the star Vega. Star Vega. If you weren't familiar with it as an astronomy buff, it was made famous by the movie Contact, and Jodie Foster went on out there to check it out. And it's certainly one of the brightest stars in the sky. It is. It marks the constellation Lyra, high in the northern sky, and it turns out that there may be a planet orbiting Vega. And that's rather unusual because very few planets have been found orbiting stars as hot as Vega is. So that's kind of really interesting here. Okay. Clothing chain fat face customer rented lips. Customer details are at risk. They got hit by a sophisticated criminal attack, which leaves the shoppers open to identity theft. Why, oh, why is not a more serious approach being taken to the problem of cybercrime? Well, one of the ways that cyber criminals are getting away with it, and this is from ZDNet, cyber criminals on the dark web and the underground forums are exchanging tips on how to avoid arrest and jail for doing what they do. And lurking on underground forums has revealed an insight into the methodology between cyber attacker targets, as well as what criminals say to do when and if they are caught. So, research conducted by the Digital Shadow cybersecurity team, released on Monday, explored all the discussions between the black hat hackers and how the exchanges to avoid jail, and said one of the best countries to be in for cybercrime is Russia, and that once you've committed cybercrime, you can stay there in Russia and be perfectly happy. But if you leave the country, you're going to have the handcuffs on you as soon as you set foot in many of the other countries on Earth. So maybe one of the legitimate areas we need to put pressure on Russia is cybercrime. Of course, it's easy to blame Russia. Again, anybody who's committing computer fraud, they're going to compromise a whole network of computers all over the world and use them. And if you're doing any tracking from a targeted machine, the only IP you're going to see is the last one in the chain. So if I were a nefarious hacker, which I'm not, I could jump over to a machine in Great Britain, and then from that machine jump over to a machine in Canada, and from that machine jump over to a machine in Israel, and from that one go to a machine in Russia, carry out my criminal activity, and Russia gets the blame for it. So we need to be careful about who we say is behind all of this. Over in Utah, they passed a bill regarding a mandatory porn filter for smartphones and tablets. And all smartphones and tablets that are sold in Utah starting in 2022 will have to have a passcode to unblock adult apps or sites in order to protect the children. And supposedly the phone tablet manufacturer will provide adult purchasers with that passcode to unlock it when they're using it. And, you know, the more I think about it, especially with the high rate of predators and groomers that are out there, I'm not entirely opposed to this idea. I think it's actually a good one. I mean, we already know there are a lot of systems that have adults-only lockouts. Our cable TV system, we don't use it, obviously, because we don't have children. But there's a little thing in there where you can put a password where you can lock it into children-only mode. So anyway, Amazon Prime has a children's-only mode. And so I think that's a really good idea. Over at Facebook, they have disrupted a hacking operation that used Facebook to spread iOS and Android malware that spied on the Uyghur people from the Xinjiang region of China. Malware for both mobile OSs had advanced capabilities that could steal just about anything stored on the infected device. And the hackers were identified as working for the Chinese government. We get a lot of articles and stuff about how the moon landings were faked. We had that call, I think it was earlier in the week, about how the Perseverance lander was a fake and so forth and so on. And so over at, pardon me, USA Today, no less, they did a fact check on the claim that has been floating around the internet lately that Buzz Aldrin saw an alien while he was on the moon during the Apollo 11 flight. And, of course, Buzz Aldrin has denied that. He's never said he saw any such thing. And he even took a lie detector test for it. But according to the Daily Star, the lie detector test was performed by the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health. And, you know, they said the astronauts were completely convinced they witnessed aliens. However, the test used decades-old recordings of Aldrin and his fellow astronauts and not live interviews. And what they said was a hidden truth was discovered in the tone of Aldrin's voice. In other words, the recordings they had, the astronauts said, no, we did not see any aliens. And the people running the lie detector said, oh, no, they're lying. That's the proof right there. They saw aliens. Now, polygraph, well, if they're using audio recordings, then it's probably a voice stress analyzer, which, while it is much more accurate than the polygraph, it still is open to a little bit of interpretation and manipulation by the operator. Okay, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we've got a little more science news, and then we're going to go ahead and open up the phones. We'll be right back. And there's supposed to be music here. There it is.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines a little bit early here because I'm looking at my talking points and I'm down to articles on particle physics, and that's usually a red warning that I've run out of interesting stuff here. So the phone number is 512-248-8252. The lines are open right now, and we just got word on the emergency notification system on my watch. We're under a tornado watch here in Santa Claus. They've been predicting thunder showers all day. So, of course, most of the day was sunny and scattered clouds, but it's getting murky and dark out there. So we may be in for a little bit of a rough night. Getting into some other news while we're waiting for callers to call on in. There's, pardon me. Here we go. just give me a second here. There is a new bombshell report out regarding Cuomo, and they're saying this could be the final blow to end his career. And the report says that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York Health Commissioner Howard Zucker directed health officials to prioritize the governor's own family and figures with ties to his administration in the early days of the coronavirus pandemic. This is coming from the Albany Times Union. And that's using your political power for personal gain. Cuomo's brother, mother, and one of his sisters were among those who received priority tests in March of last year. Okay, so, yep, the corruption continues. Story that's coming on out of Investment Watch blog. Herd immunity supposedly is near despite Fauci's denial. And his estimate that will take 70 to 85% vaccination rate ignores those who've already been infected. Okay. Let's see. Okay. All right. Well, let's get on back to particle physics for a little bit here. We've all heard of the CERN laboratory. They have some very large atom smashers there. And they're building a new one that is going to be the world's largest when it is completed. But focus continues to be on the Large Hadron Collider. And it's finding indications that the so-called standard model of particle physics may have some problems. Now, the standard model of particle physics is held in as much reverential awe, if you will, as the Big Bang theory. And so nobody likes to question it. But the standard model says that particles called beauty quarks, which means they're running out of names for these things, should decay into either muons or electrons in equal measure. The new findings from the Large Hadron Collider say this is not actually happening. Therefore, there's something else that they need to be looking at. Now, particle physics is an interesting area, but I have my questions about what's going on inside those colliders. Okay, we're going to take a break for station identification. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We have a caller waiting, and we will be right.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.